我们感谢主，那早晨我们来用耶利米书的第七章的重要道理来互相勉励。
We thank God that we're able to come here this morning to use Jeremiah chapter 7 for our mutual encouragement.
耶利米是我们所谓的就是说第一圣殿的最后几个年代所活动的一个先知。
Jeremiah was a prophet who worked during the time of
the first temple. 因为这时候巴比伦已经兴兵来围困耶路撒冷圣城。
Because at the time, the kingdom of Babylon had already come and laid siege to the city of Jerusalem.
第一次围攻是公元前598年。
The first time they attacked Jerusalem was in B.C. 598.
掳去了刚刚登基三个月的耶雅金王。
And after King Jehoahaz was there for 3 months.Or it was in the third month of the reign of King Jehoahaz.
And he was captured.
I'm sorry, he was captured.
然后立了一个西底家的傀儡王。
And then King Zedekiah was appointed king.
第二次围攻就是588年到587年。
The second time they attacked was in 588 to 587 BC.
19个月功夫就把圣城把它攻平了，毁灭了。
After 19 months, they completely destroyed the city.
然后就进入到就是鲁放的，就是没有圣殿、没有国家主权的这个鲁放时期。
And they completely destroyed the temple, so they entered into a stage in which there was no sovereignty to the kingdom, no temple either.
所以对于没有国家主权跟没有圣殿的崇拜的以色列民来说，这是很一个极大的震撼。
For the Israelites, it was a great disaster for them to not be able to have their own country as well as a place to worship God.
他们为什么会被毁灭？
Why were they destroyed like this?
这个圣经说得很清楚。
The Bible tells us clearly.
一个就是神的公义审判。
The first was the justice and the judgment of God.
因为神要求的就百姓在契约就跟神立约的这种信实。
Because God had made a covenant with the Israelites that they should be faithful.
要他们尊重跟谨守神的命令。
That they should observe the commandments of God.
那这是历史的铁定的定律。
And this is the law of the covenant.
那么神虽然是这个守约施慈爱的神。
Now God is a loving God.
但是他是公义忌邪的。
But he is also a just God who can be provoked to jealousy.
那他这种就是神圣的神，就他们的记恨的心，我们称为记邪的心。
And we call this a heart of godly anger and godly jealousy.
因为他不容许百姓去侍奉别的神。
Because he did not allow his people to worship other gods.
或者去这个随俗就是随从外邦的恶俗。
Or to commit the evil acts of the Gentiles.
就虽然有选民的位分。可是违背了选民的本分。
They had the status of the chosen people, but they rejected that status.
所以毁灭的这个最大的原因是在这儿。
And this is the main reason, the biggest reason they were destroyed.
但神在毁灭以前，他一定会差遣的先知来做不断的警告。
But before God destroyed the Israelites, He would send prophets to give them continual warnings.
尤其借着先知的信息。
And through the news spread by the prophet.
或者是异象。
Or through visions.
甚至在耶利米书或者以西结书里头有很多的这个象征的动作。
And we see a lot of these visions in Jeremiah and Ezekiel.
就象征的动作 ，symbolic action.
And also we see a lot of symbolic actions by the prophets.
这些就是语言、意象、动作来提醒百姓。
And so from these words, from these visions and these actions, God warned the people.
那就是说，百姓要是听的话。
If the people were to have listened,
神照着圣经上所说的那个条件性的祝福
，then God would have blessed them according to the criteria that He had set in the Bible.
说要守约是慈爱的神，就照着百姓的遵命爱神来保守百姓。
That God would have preserved the people according to the love of God by His nature.
假定他们违背的话
，but if they were to rebel,
去崇拜偶像
，to worship idols,
或者是亵渎神的名
，or to
blaspheme
the name of God，
或者是玷污神的圣殿
，or to defile His temple，
那神就会因他的公义来审判，因为这个罪来审判。
Then God would judge them according to their sin，
那灭亡就来到了。
And so destruction came。
所以这耶利米书的背景是在这个情形下，我们来了解的。
So this is the background behind the book of Jeremiah。
因为耶利米在公元前627或626年受召做神的先知。
Because Jeremiah was called to be a prophet of God in about 627-626 BC.
那刚好就是这个巴比伦帝国非常强盛的时期。
Which is during a time when the kingdom of Babylon was extremely strong.
尤其尼布加尼撒王。
Especially King Nebuchadnezzar.
他统治年间605到562年。
Who ruled from 605 BC to...
562.
602 BC.
605 to 602
BC.
他这个时候 就一直西侵、一直在攻占别的国家。
And at that time, he would go on his conquest to attack and take over other countries.
那么耶利米就在这个围攻圣城的第一次以后，他就向这个圣城的百姓说出很重要的圣殿前的讲道词。
And so after the first attack by King Nebuchadnezzar, Jeremiah spoke this temple sermon.
我们来看第七章。
Let's look at chapter 7.
第七章我们注意看。
Let's look clearly.
这里头有他所说的这个重要信息。
There are important messages here in this chapter.
大概第一节到第十一节。
From verses 1 to 11.
这个在警告百姓他们的崇拜与失去的真正的内在崇拜的意义。
Here he rebuked the Israelites for leaving the true heart of worship.
因为虽然他们就在行动上都来到神的圣殿。
Even though by outward appearance they came to the temple.
也向神就献上礼物，献上祭物。
They still offered gifts and sacrifices to God.
可是呢，神就说出他们违背了神的诫命。
But God said that they had rebelled against the command of God.
那耶利米的这个讲道词就要破除百姓的这种错误的生发错误的心，我们英文叫 delusion， 这种一种错生发错误的心。
And so Jeremiah's sermon was to try to wake the Israelites up from this illusion that they had.
那就是说要知道他们在崇拜之余来明白神的旨意是什么。
Which is to try to help them understand the will of God in worship.
这第一段很重要的。
So this first passage is very important.
那第二段从十二节开始。
The second passage starts from verse 12.
一直到二十几节左右。
Until verses 20 something.
就是在指明出要是百姓不醒悟的话。
And this was to point out that if the people did not wake up.
他们没有悔改。没有，就是说归正。
If they did not repent and do what was right,
那从前曾经在历史上发生过的事情。
Then the things that happened in history,
那再就是在撒母耳记上所说的以加伯的经验。
Which was what was spoken in 1 Samuel,
以卡伯。
Which was the example of Ichabod.
那就是说神的荣光神的临在离开了神的百姓。
To say that the glory of God has departed from the people.
那也就是说虽然有神的约柜在神的会幕或圣殿里头。
Which means that even though the Ark of Covenant is in the tabernacle or temple of God.
因为神的这个约柜代表他的临在。
Because the Ark of Covenant represents the abidance of God.
或者说圣经所说的神的宝座坐在那两个基路伯上头那个宝座上。
That's why the Bible says that the throne of God is between the cherubim.
那他的脚凳就是在施恩座上头。
And his footstool is on the throne of the seat of grace, the mercy seat.
那整个约柜就摆在至圣所，神所隐秘、所居住的地方。
And the entire Ark of Covenant was placed in the holiest of holy place, which is the dwelling place of God.
只要有神的约柜。
So as long as the Ark of Covenant was there,
神的统治,
it represented that God was there.
神的王权,
it represented the power of God. And it represented the abidance of God.
所以这个就是很重要的一个象征，也是个神临在的一个表记。
And so this was a very important symbol of the abidance of God.
那神就用这个临在的约柜来接受百姓的面向耶和华真神来朝拜来献礼物。
And so God used this as a way to accept the gifts that the Israelites would bring to him.
但是很不幸的，从前在撒母耳的世代，这个约柜被在非利士人掳掠去了。
But unfortunately, the Ark of Covenant was taken by the Philistines during Samuel's time.
也就是说，神的荣光那已经离开他自己所立名跟居住的地方。
Which means that the glory of God had left from his dwelling place.
因为圣殿就是神要立名 ，set up his name， 然后呢要居住。
Because the temple is a place where God would set up his name and dwell.
所以这两个地方，这两个很重要的事实。
And so these are two important realities.
神都要否认，都要弃绝。
That God wanted to let go of.
所以这是第二段很重要的提醒，因为历史的潜力。过去发生过的事。
And so this is an important reminder in the second passage here of things that had happened before.
那第三段里头就描写这 耶利米时代百姓。
Now the third passage talks about the Israelites during Jeremiah's time.
他们朝拜的就是敬拜的天上的天后。
About how they worship God.
像是八十八节所说的。
Just like verse 18 says.
就好像中国的西就是这个西王母啊这样的天后的意思。
It talks about how they worship the Queen of Heaven.
或者其他的星宿。
And other gods.
就天上的星座星辰。
And also the celestial beings in the sky in the heavens.
更厉害的，他们在三十节三十一节那里。
And even worse in verses 30 and 31.
在这个圣城的西南边叫新论谷 Hinnom， 在新论谷那里，他们有烧着这个烧炉。
It says that they had high places in the valley of the son of Hinnom.
这个烧炉叫做特，那这个托佩特。
These high places were called Tophet.
托佩就是烧炉 furnace。
Tophet means furnace.
那就是烧他们的婴孩做人祭的地方。
And that's where they would offer and burn their infants as sacrifices.
那我们圣经称为让儿女煎火。
The Bible says that they burn their sons and their daughters in the fire.
经过这个火炉，再献给这个亚门可憎恶的神叫摩洛，摩洛神。
Which means that they worship, they offered their children to Molech, which is the god of Ammon.
最大滔天的这样的罪孽。
And this is just the worst type of sin that they could commit.
把孩子献给这个，经过这个烧炉献给摩洛神。
That they burned their own children with fire to sacrifice to Molech.
那这摩洛神在这个。利未记十八章二十章稍微记载着的。
Molech is recorded in Leviticus chapters 18 and 20.
那是今天约旦人的原主，这亚门人的敬拜的神。
It is the God that is worshipped by Ammon by the Jordan River.
那这个竟然神的选民也随从这外邦恶俗，把自己婴孩献给这摩洛神。
But even the chosen Israelites of God follow this way to worship, to offer their own children to Molech.
所以你看到了三十三节左右。
That's why you see in around verse 33.
这很威严的、无可挽回的烈怒就要发作。
Then the serious fury and anger of God would show itself.
那在先知书里头都一直的描写。
In the prophets, books of the prophets, it continues to describe.
神的怒气好像从鼻孔喷出来的火气一样。
That the anger of God is like fire coming from his nostrils.
他要施行审判的日子。
That when he is about to, when the day of judgment comes.
毫无顾惜。
Then how awful it will be.
还一点都没有可怜。
How he will not have any pity.
而且他不收索，不收索回来。
And he will not hold his hand back.
百姓就要扑倒在地，就起不来。
And the people will fall to the ground and be unable to get up.
神就用四种祸害来处罚他们。
And God would use four disasters to punish them.
一个刀剑。
One, the sword.
那就是战争。
Which is war.
第二个就是那个饥荒。
Second is famine.
就是欠收没有粮食。
Which means they have no food, drought and famine.
第三个是瘟疫。
The third is pestilence.
瘟疫就绝症或者是很重要的这种重病绝症。
Use pestilence and diseases to afflict them.
那第四个恶兽。
And the fourth is
就来骚扰处罚他的百姓。
Which is that he will send beasts to harass and assault his children.
从第七章的前头到最后的结束。
So you see from the beginning of chapter 1 to the end.
在这三四段的描写里头。
In these three or four segments.
你可以看到这是一个危亡之秋。
You see that this is a time of no helplessness.
虽然百姓能够照样的出入在圣殿，
which means that even though the Israelites could go in and out to the temple,
他们也是以圣殿为荣为傲。
And even though they felt like the temple had glory,
他们也有像拜神那个表面的动作。
They took glory in the temple and had this outward action of worshiping God.
神不喜悦，
but God was not happy.
因为看到百姓的亏欠跟辜负神的地方很多。
Because he saw many areas where they rebelled against God and where they fell short.
所以神就差遣耶利米先知到圣殿前去做很严厉的警告。
So God sent Jeremiah to the front of the temple to give this serious warning.
现在我们来看耶利米书第七章。
Now let's look at Jeremiah chapter.
你看第一节开始，
starting from verse 7, verse 1,
神就吩咐耶利米先知站在耶和华神殿的前头。
The Lord sent Jeremiah to stand in the gate of the Lord's house.
然后向着出出入入的百姓和犹大民这样的宣告。
And proclaim to all who enter in at the gates.
然后第三节就说，这是神的话。
In verse 3, he says, "This is the God of Israel says."
神如此说，你们。 们改正行动作为，我就在这儿让你们仍然居住。
Thus says Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, amend your ways and your doings, and I will cause you to dwell in this place.
请注意啊，这个选民的居住这两个字眼。
Please pay attention to when it says you to dwell.
因为居住代表神对亚伯兰或者他们先祖列祖以来所应许的这个产业地。
Because dwell refers to the land that was promised to Abraham.
那百姓要在这儿来立足，来生。在生长发展然后昌盛
That is a place where the people were supposed to dwell and prosper and be established.
那先知书特别强调有一个安然居住这个字眼
And the prophet books record a phrase that says where they will dwell in peace and safety.
Live securely.
They will live securely.
那就是说他们在这儿没有受侵扰
Which means that they will not be harmed in this place.
不但可以立足，可以发展，可以昌盛。
Not only could they be established and prosper.
可以享受神所给的 shalom 平安和和平。
Not only could they enjoy the shalom or the peace from God.
这个平安和和平是代表着心灵跟家居出入的一些安稳。
Peace refers to stability in the home and outside the home.
还有从神来的这种祝福。
And blessings from God.
所以说居住能够定根，能够立足，在神的祝福下是一件美事的。
It is a wonderful thing to be able to dwell in a place set by God.
那我们也想起摩西在百姓过约旦河前的吩咐。
We also remember the command by Moses to the Israelites before they crossed the Jordan River.
因为他在生命记三十章他这里提醒。
Because in Deuteronomy chapter 30, he reminds them.
他说你们要是能够来守命，就是爱神守命。
He said if you're able to love God and keep his commands.
那你们进去得为业的迦南产业地上头。
Then you will inherit the land of Canaan.
你们就可以安然居住。
And you will live securely there.
可以日子长久。
You will live long lives there.
可以凡事兴盛。
And you will prosper in all that you do.
这个就是说他们在神的祝福下可以居住在这个地方。
Which is to say that under the blessing of God, they will be able to dwell and live there.
天长日久。
They will be able to dwell there and prosper there forever.
不会被移去。
For a long time and not be moved.
所以说这里就神就提醒百姓说你们要记住这个居住的意义在哪。
And so here God is reminding the Israelites, you must remember the meaning of this.
就好像我们今天在福音的这个恩典上头。
Just like today, in the grace or the blessing of the gospel.
神的家神的国在居住 在安然在跟神密切的交通。
We dwell in the house in the kingdom of God, and we dwell intimately with God.
那我们知道我们这先决条件是什么？
And we know what the criteria for this is.
就是我们要爱神，要守他的命令。
Which is that we must love God and observe His commandments.
不但有这个外表的形式。
Not only do we have these outward actions.
最重要是有内心的敬虔。
The most important is a reverent heart within.
所以这是神提醒，借着耶利米来提醒当代的百姓。
And so this is what God used Jeremiah to remind the Israelites at the time.
耶利米也提出
，Next Jeremiah also says，
也像我们今天会有很多人这样的一个就是迷幻、迷思或者错误的印象。
Just like today, some of us also have incorrect concepts, or we are lost.
就说只要来到神的会所。
We have this illusion that as long as we come to the house of God,
只要我来守神的节期或神的圣日
，as long as we observe this day of God,
或者是我尽我本分来奉献
，or I offer what I should offer，
我就妥当了。
Then I'm done.
就安稳了。
Then I will be secure.
耶利米先知信息说不尽然。
But Jeremiah says not that is not the case.
因为这里头还有一个很重要的。
Because there is something more important here.
他底下的信息就说。
The next news he said.
就是崇拜的形式、动作之外和之内。Formality.
So these formalities that you go through, these actions that you go through.
还有很重要，就是从内心出来的真正的敬虔。
Besides these actions, what's important is your reverent heart from within.
真正的守他的诫命。
Where if you truly observe his commandments.
还要改正不需，就是不认为不合神旨意的这个动作。
And you change.
行为。
And you change the actions that you commit that are not in accordance with the will of God.
这一定要做到。
You have to do this.
然后才可以居住，神才不会让他们被强敌。被四害来挪去了。
And then only then will God allow you to dwell in this place and not allow others to come and exile you.
那第五节除了这个要知道神的要求，一个很重要就是要施行这个社会公义。
Now verse 5, another important thing besides keeping the commands of God is that we must execute judgment.
因为公义或者说善良、正直、诚实、正义。这是神公义的秉性的表现。
Because judgment is a show of God's justice.
还有人要符合神的公义原则。
And for us to be able to conform to His justice.
那你就要善良。
We must be good.
你要诚实。
We must be honest.
然后你要信守，要能够做到你所答应神、答应人的事。
And we must be faithful to what we promise to God and others.
还有最重要的就要秉公行义。
And most importantly is that we must execute judgment between a man and his neighbor.
因为神是公义的。
Because God is just.
好像神是圣洁的。
Just like how God is holy.
所以你也要圣洁，也要公义。
And so you must also be holy and just.
这样的话，你看第六节了。
Only then.Verse 6.
虽然你第五节要施行公平公义的时候，你就不要做一些事情。
So if you thoroughly execute judgment between a man and his neighbor, then you should not do certain things.
这是社会的道德的展现哦。
This is the show of the moral standards of society.
不欺压寄居的孤儿寡妇，那是弱势的分子。
You should not oppress the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow.
不流无辜人的血。
And do not shed innocent blood.
意思说你不陷害善良。
Which means that you do not harm the good.
好，所以你不以他人为取利为的一个目标。
So you should not harm others as a goal.
然后你来陷害一些无辜的。
And to harm those who are innocent.
还最重要的在崇拜方面。
And also, even more importantly, in the area of worship.
不要随从外邦恶神，或外邦那些别的神来陷害自己。
To not walk after other gods to your hurt.
那当然，他们有实质上的别的神。
And of course, they had other gods.
比如说这个巴利。
For example, Baal.
巴利代表就是说丰收的这个暴风雨神，那丰裕的神。
Baal was the god of prosperity.
Fertility. 然后呢，他们就不拜这种亚沙路、亚沙拉。
And they should not worship Ashtoreth.
那是一个从黎巴嫩、从北方来的女神。
Ashtoreth was a goddess that came from the north, from Lebanon.
用图腾木柱来代表。Totem and pillars.
They had to set up totem poles and pillars.
那说这些都是别的神的。
These are other gods.
那百姓把这些别的神，把这图像、图表、偶像当着神来代替真神来崇拜。
The Israelites had treated these other idols, these symbols, these images as gods to worship.
所以单单第六节里头就提到两件事。
So of course, verse 6 talks about two things.
一个神要求的是社会的公义、道德。
One, God asked for moral standards and justice in society. 所以你就会施行，
要秉公行义，要诚实，要方正。
We should be honest and we should be just in without with people.
你就要光明磊落。
We must walk in the light.
你不就不陷害别人。
We should not hurt others.
那你再来呢？第二件事就是你不要拜别的神，以致来陷害自己的信仰跟自己的得救。
The second thing we should do is not to walk after other gods to our own hurt, to hurt our own
faith. 当然这个别的神。
Of course, these other gods
也包含着没有看见的、不可视的神
include gods that we cannot see.
因为它可以是心中的偶像
They could be gods in your hearts.
就说别的东西来代表、你的挚爱者，不代表神的地位
They could be other things that you love that take the place of God.
那也就是说，虽然有神在口头在祷告的对象
So even though God is on your lips and in your heart when you pray,
可是呢，心中却没有神，会把神摒弃到最低的地位。
But actually, God is not in your heart, or you put God or pushed him down to the end.
因为别的偶像、别的崇拜物在你心中占了很重要的地位。
Because other idols or other objects of your worship have taken your place.
这个在神眼睛看来不是真正的这个崇拜，不是真正的信仰。
This is not true worship or true faith in the eyes of God.
好，所以说这个是这很简单的、很清楚的交代。
And so this is a very clear teaching.
那第八节就指出选民。他们当时信仰的状况。
Now, verse 8 talks about the state of the Israelites' faith.
那请我们大家来看第九节。
Please look at verse 9.
这选民他们虽然进进出出神的圣殿。
Even though the Israelites came in and out of the temple of God.
可是他们，你看列举他们的罪状了。
But let's look at what they did.
他叫偷盗。
They stole.
杀害。
They murdered.
淫乱。
Committed adultery.
起假誓。
They swore falsely.
向巴利烧香。
They burned incense to Baal.
随从别的不认识的神。
And walked after other gods whom they did not know.
那要是我们知道神的十条诫命的话。
If we know the Ten Commandments.
那这个是记载在申命记五章。
This is recorded in Deuteronomy chapter 5.
六节到二十一节。
Verses 6 to 21.
同时也记载在出埃及记二十章。
It's also recorded in Exodus chapter 20.
四节以下。
Verses 4 and on.
所以这里用大家所熟悉的十条诫命。
And so this uses the Ten Commandments that everybody's familiar with.
独一真神,
the first, you shall worship no other gods.
第二个,不可雕刻,
the second, you shall not worship idols.
第三个,不可妄称神的名,
and the third, you shall not use the name of the Lord in vain.
第四个,要纪念谨守神的圣日,
and the fourth, you shall keep the Sabbath day holy.
第五个,要孝敬父母,
and the fifth, you shall honor your parents, your father and mother.
第六个,不可偷盗,不可
6, you shall not murder.
第七个, 不可犯奸淫,
seventh, you shall not commit adultery.
第八个, 不可偷盗,
the eighth, you shall not steal.
第九个, 不可作假见证,
the ninth, you shall not bear false witness.
第十个, 不可贪念, 贪念,
the tenth, you shall,
贪玩,
you shall not covet.
那这个就是说, 你看, 数算他们所做的,
and so this is just listing the things that the Israelites
当然他们会拜真神,
did. Of course, they will worship the true God.
他们会说, 神啊, 会呼唤神的名,
and they will call on the name of God.
那他们也会遵守安息日,
and they will observe the Sabbath day.
他们也会尽人伦的家庭的孝道,
and they will do what they should in their families and their households.
在这几方面都没有问题,
they did fine in these things.
可是在第二条,
but in the second commandment,
就是崇拜偶像,
which is worshipping idols,
或者第六条以下,
or anything beyond the first.
有关人跟人之间, 有关人伦道德方面,
I'm sorry, anything beyond the sixth, which is governing interactions between men.
这些选民不幸的一一的干犯,
unfortunately, the Israelites rebelled against them all.
那假定人干犯了诫命,
now, since they rebelled against the commandments,
亵渎了神,
and blasphemed God,
践踏了信仰,
they
trample.
They basically abandoned their faith.
那也就是说神也会离弃他的百姓,
and they left their faith, which means that God would leave his people.
来用公义的处罚他们,
God would use justice to punish them.
所以这个就要提醒,
and so this is a reminder,
百姓既然是神的百姓,
even though the people were the people of God,
那就要知道爱神守诫命的必要性, 绝对的重要性,
they knew the absolute necessity of observing the commandments.
让他们信仰内外的合一, 一致的,
and so they basically were controlled by their outward.
那百姓呢, 却有这样的迷思,
and so the Israelites had this illusion.
请看第四节那里, 就回头说了,
let's go back in verse 4. It says,
他们进入圣殿的时候会说, 这是神的圣殿, 这是神的圣殿, 这是神的圣殿,
that when they went to the temple of the Lord, they would say, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord are these.
三重的这样重复,
there, it repeats it three times.
三次的重复,
it says it three times.
就在表示说, 他们引以为说, 这是我们所做到的, 这是我们所骄傲的,
which means they thought that this is what we have done, this is what we have to be proud of.
夸口,
and they would boast of it.
心里头以为这就是一切,
or in their heart, they would feel like this is everything.
那换句话说,
in other words,
就是以为有了圣殿就有信仰的一切,
they thought that if they had the temple, then they had all that had to do with faith.
那换句话说,
in other words,
来到神的会所, 那就可以不顾一切, 已经有了一切了,
they felt like if they could come to the temple of God, then they had everything, they didn't have to care about anything else.
但神要求的,
but what God wanted,
不是说, 这是圣殿, 这是圣殿, 这是圣殿,
is not for them to say, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord.
因为这是名称,
because this is just a name.
这是呼, 这是这个声音,
this is just sounds.
啊, 一个符号, symbol.
This is just a symbol.
那实在实质是什么呢?
But in reality, what are they?
所以这里就是变成一个很重要的这个思考的重点。
This becomes an important thing for us to ponder.
因为我们很容易来到神的圣殿。
Because it's easy for us to come to the temple of God.
所看到的就是一个外表的这个结构。
What we see here is an outward building.
或者说例行的这个崇拜的动作。
Or we see outward actions or ceremonies.
然后会以为这是一切了。
And then we'll say with determination, this is everything.
而且很容易把说, 这是神真教会, 这是我们的教会, 这是真教会, 我们当着口号。
And we say, this is the true church of God, so this is something we boast of.
那我们就开始眼睛看不到。
And then we'll start to not be able to see
一些更高, 更深远的, 更内在的事物,
even higher, even deeper things.
那就是我们要真的要检讨。
And that's what we need to talk about.
百姓他们说, 这是神的圣殿, 这是神的圣殿, 这是圣殿。
Israel said, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord are these.
神说, 却里面却要改正的行动, 作为。
But God said, you must thoroughly amend your ways and your doings.
假定不改正, 行动作为的话,
because if you do not amend your ways and your doings,
施行就对神的这专一的信仰。
If you don't develop a true faith in God,
那尽心尽性尽性尽意爱主你的神。
Love Lord your God with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your heart, and with all your
strength. 不但的爱他，而且在很切切的谨守他的诫命律例典章。
To love him without ceasing and to observe all of his commandments thoroughly.
那你的口号就实在可以印证了。
Then your words have just basically been covered.
因为就是你真的做到，而且用配合。那用动作配合你的信念。
Then your words will actually, I'm sorry, have been
conviction.
Your words will carry conviction because you'll actually have backed them up with action.
所以我们信仰，我们的信念要有实在的动作。
And so our faith has to have actions.
而且动作不是习以为常的形式的动作。
But these are not routine actions.
是内在的。
These are actions from within.
从心里头看，从自己的情感跟意志。就是悟性了解上来开始的。
These are reactions from a conscious understanding within.
所以百姓常常要被提醒。
And so the Israelites often had to be reminded.
因为他们习惯了这个崇拜的行为。
Because they had gotten used to the act of worship.
忘记了崇拜的实在意思在哪。
They had forgotten the meaning of true worship.
我们现在我们来看一下哈，在诗篇
有
两个地方。
Let's look at two places in Psalm. 都
说到谁能够来登神的山，跟进入神的圣殿。
Let's talk about who can ascend the mountain of God and enter the temple of God.
因为在古时候，他们有三个节期的朝拜，再回到圣城来朝拜。
In ancient times, there were three feasts where they would have to come back to Jerusalem.
以后改为一年一度，再回到圣城朝拜去。
Later, they changed it to once a year where they had to come back to the temple.
那他们来朝圣以前就很重要的准备。
Now, before they came to the temple, they would have to make serious preparations.
切切的期待那个日子来到。
They had to anticipate this day with all of their heart.
而且在行进当中。
And from their actions.
那朝圣客会互相唱着诗或自己勉励自己要到神的山去，赶快立上加力吧。
Either from songs they would sing or encouragement they would tell themselves they had to prepare that we are going to the temple of God.
有路途的艰险，也要破除万难来到神的山去。
So they had to come to the temple of God.
那我们来看诗篇十五篇。
Let's look at Psalm.
请看第一节，666页。
Psalm 15.
请看第一节。
Let's look at verse 1.
耶和华神啊，谁能寄居你的帐幕？谁能住在你的圣山？这是一个提问。
There's a question here.
神的帐幕就是他的会幕，他的圣殿。
The tabernacle is the temple of God.
那圣山就是锡安山，耶路撒冷，圣殿山。
And the holy hill is Mount of Zion.
那你看第二节一下。
Let's look at verses 2 and on.
就是用这个公义的行为跟语言。
It uses words of justice and words.
就是行为正直，做事公义，心里说诚实话。
It says he who walks uprightly and works righteousness and speaks truth in his heart.
他不缠棒人，不恶待人。
He who does not backbite with his tongue, nor does evil to his neighbor.
他心中像神一样的祭邪。
Nor does he take up a reproach against his friend, but he honors the Lord, those who fear the Lord.
然后他对神对人，假如有什么诺言要应许，他会做到。
So someone who fears God and fears man and does what they tell God and man.
他不放高利贷的取利，他不接受贿赂来陷害无辜。
He who does not put out his money at usury, nor does he take a bribe against the innocent.
就是在崇拜的当中，崇拜的同时，要求他们行为的正直、诚实、公义。
This is the honesty and this is the justice that God required of the people when they were worshiping Him.
我们再看二十四章四篇。
Let's also look at Psalm 24.
673页。
Psalm 24.
请看三节四节。
Let's look at verses 3 and 4.
第三节。
Verse 3.
诗篇二十四篇第三节。
Psalm 24, verse 3.
谁能登神的山？谁能站在他的圣所？这也是提问。
There's another question. Who may ascend to the hill of the Lord, or who may stand in his holy place?
那第四节是一个 antiphony, 是一个对唱对答。
And so verses 4 is an antiphony, which is an answer.
那就这些人是谁？就守节心清。
Is he who has clean hands and a pure heart?
不向虚妄起誓，不怀诡诈的人。
Who has not lifted up his soul to an idol, nor sworn deceitfully?
旧约圣经常常用心跟手来代表一个人格的存在。
The Old Testament often uses hands and your heart as a character of the person.
因为心里想什么。
Because what you think with your heart
就是一生果效的发出
is the source of everything you do.
那你的口就会说
And then your mouth will say it.
眼睛就会看
Your eyes will see it.
你的方向就朝着你心之所知
And your direction will go in the direction your heart is directing it.
再来你的语言
And then in your words,
你可以说是毁谤人的。
You can say words that blaspheme others.
你可以说造就人的。
You can say words that edify others.
你可以说赞美神的话。
You can praise God.
所以说语言也可以因它的内容来定为义，定为罪。
And so words can also be used to justify a person or accuse them of sin.
再加上行为。
Now add on to that action.
那行为也是成为神按着真理审判的一个标准。
Actions are also a standard used by God to judge people.
罗马书二章二节六节到九节所说的一样
just like Romans chapter 2 verses 2, 6 and 9 say
就神也按着人的行为按着他真理的标准来审判你
that God judges according to the actions of man according to the standards of God
那么神在监察在观看
now when God is observing and observing
我们人的一言一行
When he's observing the words and the actions of man,
这个就当成我们自己的这个要以后算账的一个底本。
This becomes the things by which we are later justified.
将来在审判日，我们的行动、行为，我们的语言就要定我们有罪或定我们为义。
That on judgment day, our words and our actions will be what either accuses us or
信徒们或者选民们要特别注意。
Which is why those of us who have believed must be careful.
那在诗篇二十四篇这里说心清。还有一个很重要，守节，这两个配合一个人的人格存在。
Now here in verse Psalm 24, it says, "Clean hands and pure heart, hand in hand."
心是要纯正，要善良。
Our heart must be pure, must be good.
那他的手，他的动作，他的跟人的关系，他要很干净。
But your hands, what you do, your relations with other people must also be clean.
就是说，心清守节。
So that's why we have clean hands and a pure heart.
那就是说就是主新约所强调的。
And this is what the New Testament emphasizes.
主耶稣一直强调的。
What Jesus kept on emphasizing.
保罗书信一直强调的。
What Paul's letters kept on emphasizing.
就是说你要到神面前。
Was that you must come before God.
要存无故的良心。
You must
无愧的良心。
You must come with a clear conscience.
你要对神对人。
To God and to man.
都要在公义跟神的这良善原则能站立得住。
You must be able to stand firm with a clear conscience.
所以神要求古代的朝圣客啊，他们要心清守节的来到神面前，他们才配得。
And so God required the people of the Old Testament to come with clean hands and a pure heart.
我们要记得这个配得神啊，是被神悦纳、被神接纳的这样的一个动作。
And so we must understand that this is an action by which we will be accepted by God.
那么这样我们就可以看到选民朝拜的神的要求的本意了。
Now we can see the requirements that God had for people to worship. 他们进
进出出到神的圣殿来。
They came in and out of the temple.
神要看的是心清守节。
What God wanted to see was clean hands and pure heart.
而不是说向神献祭了什么，奉献了多少。
Not to see what or how much they were sacrificing to God.
或者是他们圣歌唱得很大声。
Or how loud they were singing their songs of praise.
或者他们祷告好像很热切。
Or how loudly they were praying.
他们要看内心。
God wanted to see the heart.
所以这样的话，这也是很配合，不管是主耶稣，今天我们到神面前来，神的要求了。
And so these are also the requirements of God and Jesus for us today.
你看，譬如说主耶稣在巴弗山那所表达的。
For example, you see what Jesus once said.
我们来看马太第五章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 5.
这里就是用心的心灵来开始的。
Here this starts with the heart.
这可以说一般的这个崇拜是表面的，或者是形式的。物质的这样来做一个很大的对比。
And we can compare this with this act of worship.
就是说用物质的。
Which means to use what we can see.
用形式的。
Or to use actions.
但主耶稣强调是心灵的、内在的、有生命力的。
But what Jesus emphasized was what was within, what was in the heart, which what has life.
内在属灵有生命力。
And so what dwells within what has life
也变成我们今天的一个很重要追求目标
has also becomes an important goal for us today.
他这里提到很多有关于心灵的这个本质问题。
And so here it talks about a lot of problems in with our hearts.
虚心。
Those who are poor in spirit,
柔软柔弱的哀痛的心。
Those who are meek, those who have a poor, who have a meek heart, who are poor in spirit.
很急切渴慕神的国神的义的心。
Those who are meek, who have a heart to hunger and thirst for righteousness.
还有一个很容易的哀怜，很容易的悲悯，来同情别人的心。
Also those who are merciful, those who easily show compassion for other people.
还有使人和睦，大家和平相处，互相造就的心。
Also peacemakers, those who have a heart of causing harmony among people.
那但在第八节就提出来。
And verse 8, now we see.
这清心呢、啊、其实就是说他没有分别就没有三心两意的。
Pure in heart, which means that there is no partiality.
因为它是一个完整。
Because it is complete.
或者说在生命记所说的尽心尽性尽意的那个尽的字头。
Or just like in Deuteronomy, when it says with all your heart, with all your soul, that word all.
那也就是说你在崇拜拜神的时候。
It means that when you are worshiping God,
这个心就是你的感情的智慧的所在。
The heart is the dwelling place of your emotions.
这个意就是你的心智，你的了解力，你的表达力，你的思考，你的表达，这个悟性。
And the mind is a place that controls what you express.
那性就是你本身内在的那个生命，那个真我的存在。
And your soul
这本性的
is your, the dwelling place of your original character.
Nature.
Or your nature.
那力量就是你的外在的行动。
And then your strength is your outward actions.
那这个就是一个全人格的存在。
And so this is the dwelling place of one person.
但现在很多人都有一个叫做分裂症。
But now there are people who have schizophrenia.
意思就是说他虽然有心可是没有意。
Which means that they may have a heart, but they may not have a
soul. 或者他的心是半心半意。
Or their heart is basically half heart and half soul.
或者无心无意。
Or they have no heart or no soul.
甚至很忙乱的三心两意。
Or they just have a very chaotic heart and soul.
那心里头并没有神。
And they have no God in their hearts.
一直在嘴头，在思念间。
Because everything just lies within the heart, within the mouth, their lips.
这就不是成人格了。真的佛陀陀病了。
And this is not a complete person.
所以清心呢、啊，是有那个全心全力，就完全一致的来拜神，那就可以看到神。
And so to be pure in heart means somebody who completely gives all to worship and
draw close to God. 他不但注重这个，也会提这顾及到内心的这个外在。
And so they will care about the outward, of course.
更关切的是内心。
But they'll care more about the what's within.
表面跟实质。
The actions of the outside,
跟那个实在的人本质
and the substance, the actual substance within,
这个都很重要的。
These are both important.
那假定日子久了
now after we get older,
来来去去就习惯了。
Throughout time, as we get used to coming in and out,
抬头一瞧，就神的圣殿，就神的圣殿，神的殿。
Once we lift up our heads, we see this is the temple of God, the temple of God.
就会失掉这个信仰的本意。
Slowly, we will start to lose the meaning of faith.
那唱诗啦、祷告啦，变成例行公事。
Or the substance of faith and listening to sermons, praying or singing hymns becomes just a ceremonial act.
再加上外在很大的引力。
Add on to that great influence that comes from the outside.
比如说，单单来说一个 iPhone 就好了。
For example, let's just talk about your iPhone.
你举目观看所有的孩子，大部分90%都在这样点点滴滴的。埋着手，在专心呢。
You look around outside. About 90% of all kids have this iPhone. They're always tapping something on it.
有神吗？有神吗
？Is there God in their minds?
有的。
Some yes.
但是概念而已。
But just in concept
only. 不是真正融入在生活内心跟生活动作里头。
They're not truly putting God in their lives and in their actions.
这也是我们家庭教育一个很大的一个弥补的地方。
And this is one illusion that we have when we are raising up our
children. 因为日而久之，久而久之啊。这信仰就变落空，会变成形式，也是跟着父母来，跟着习惯来而已。
Over time, the children will just become like the parents, and will just come by habit.
那祷告呢，很干燥的，很表面的，很例行公事的。
When we pray, we will just pray because that's what we're supposed to do.
久而久之，这个教会的动力在哪？那生命力在哪
？And over time, then where will be the power in this church?
因为大家都为了人来，为了体面来。
Everybody is here because of other people.
或者为了习惯而来。
Or because of habit.
忘记真诚或者真正信仰的本力在哪
？They've forgotten what is the true substance of faith.
所以这也就是我们对21世纪的真教会一个提醒。
And so this is a reminder for the 21st century church.
那你可以把自己说，我是属于那，就是说这是神的殿，这是神的殿，神的殿，但是没有实在动作的人吗？
And so you can say, we say that there are people who say this is the temple of God, but are there people who are actually doing it?
还是像耶利米跟神一样看出内心虔诚的重要。
Or just like how Jeremiah saw the importance of what was within.
因为你要真正的信仰是在内心的。
Because true faith lies within the heart.
我们来看主耶稣说的一句，就是这个司空见惯的话。
Let's look at something that Jesus said.
我们看约翰福音四章。
Let's look at John chapter 4.
他其实在说
He's actually saying
这个 Samaria 人 Samaritan 他会把基利心山的这个 崇拜当成他们很重要的地方
That the Samaritans will treat the
Gerizim
Mount Gerizim as their place of worship
因为他们有自己的圣殿
Because they had their own temple
他们有自己的 Samaritan Pentateuch 有自己的这个 Sama 版本的摩西五经
They had their own Samaritan Pentateuch.
那他们以这个神的殿，这个山很这引以为豪，引以为就是他们常去的地方。
And they felt that that mountain was a place that they would go all often to worship God.
犹太人就用锡安山耶路撒冷。
Now the Jews would go to Mount Zion or Jerusalem.
神的殿，神的殿，神的殿的地方。
And say that was the place where the temple of God was.
那所以说就分出说是基利心跟锡安山两个地方为犹太人跟撒玛利亚拜神。
And so there ended up being two places, one where the Samaritans worship God, one where the Jews would go.
主耶稣看出他们历来祖先所遗传下来的崇拜的习惯跟形式。
And once Jesus saw the habit of worship that had been passed down from generation to generation.
要是我们进入文士法利赛人他们的圈子里头，就可以知道这种信仰变成很形式。
If we go into the actually get into the circle of the Samaritans, we can see that their faith was very action oriented.
虽然心里很注重律法。
They looked highly upon the law in their hearts.
但是他们的在表现方面变成非常拘谨，非常表面。
But then they treated their actions very highly.
那主耶稣来就要点破这个迷思。
And so when Jesus came, he tried to break this illusion.
啊，就说你们拜神在这个山呢。
He said, "You worship God on this mountain."
我们犹太人拜神在这个锡安山。
We Jews worship in Mount Zion.
但是你们所拜的，你们不知道啊。
But you do not know who you are worshiping.
但是我们所拜的应该是什么呢
？But what do we worship?
就是真正你看二三节。
Let's look at verse 23.
真正拜父的、拜天父的，要用心灵跟诚实来拜神。
True worshippers worship the Father in spirit and truth.
啊，因为神是个灵。
Because God is spirit,
神要人这样的拜他
and those who worship Him must worship in spirit,
用心灵
跟诚实 and spirit,
and spirit,
and truth.
啊，那这个心灵就跟圣灵的灵可以搭配在一起配合
And so this spirit is the Holy Spirit.
你的诚实 the verity, 这个 truth 可以跟真道和规模纳入在一起
And this truth will meld with the actual truth.
所以你个人的心灵跟个人的这样的诚实或者这种实在要跟神的道神的灵跟神的道
And so your spirit and your truth, your individual honesty must
match the spirit and truth of God. 发出内心的这自我跟配合神的旨意的
to actually carry out the will of God within our hearts
那这样的话那这是真正的崇拜
only then are we truly worshiping
所以主耶稣强调这个其实贯穿他整个教训的一个精神
and so this was a attitude that Jesus that carried across all of Jesus' teachings
他也批判法利赛人的虚伪主义
because Jesus also called out the hypocrisy of the Pharisees
尤其在马太二十三章我们可以看出来
we see that in Matthew 23
二十三章在说你我这个法利赛人是专门洗杯盘的外头
Because in Matthew 23, Jesus said that you Pharisees are like those who wash the outside of a vessel.
忘记内在的干净。
And you forget how clean or dirty it is on the inside.
他们很注重这个仪礼的枝节。
They looked highly upon the rules and regulations.
啊，但是忘记上崇拜的真意。
But they forgot the true meaning of worship.
那这个也是对二十一世纪的人们一个很好的提醒。
This is also a good reminder for the people of this century.
因为没有这么做的话。
Because if we don't do anything,
你看那个耶利米他就说了。
You see, Jeremiah said,
从前在历史上发生过，事实时代发生过的非利士人掳去这个约柜的这个惨痛的经验。
What happened in history when the Philistines took the Ark of the Covenant and carried it away?
今天会再临到了。
Will happen again.
果然，你要是看以西结书八章到十一章。
And actually, if you do look at Ezekiel chapters 8 through
11, 可以留在我们会后来自己看观看。
You can look at this after the service.
神的荣光代表他的临在。
The glory of God represented the abidance of His Spirit.
神的约柜也代表他宝座，他所处的这个做王的地方。
The Ark of Covenant also represents the throne of God, where He dwells.
就在巴比伦来攻打的时候。
But when Babylon came to attack.
那神借着先知所说的话都说尽了，那百姓不悔改。
Then the prophet spoke all the words that God had already told them to speak, and the people still.
照样例行公事，就出出入入圣殿，来朝拜神，献给神礼物祭物。
They still continue to just worship God in in action, coming in and out of the temple, offering gifts to God.
就是不听昼夜昼昼夜夜先知的警告。
They would not listen to the warnings that the prophet spoke day and night.
神就定义要丢弃自己的圣城。
So at the end of the day, God truly departed from his own temple.
要离去他自己的圣殿。
He forsook and left his own temple.
以西结书八章到十一章就描写他这撤退，他离去圣殿的一个整个始末。
So Ezekiel chapters 8 to 11 talk about how the process by which God departed and retreated from his temple.
所以说耶利米的警告真的在公元前588-587的发生了。
And so the warnings of Jeremiah actually took place during 588-587 BC.
因为就像从前的以加伯的经验。
It's just like what happened during the time of Ichabod.
啊，那现在神的荣光，神的灵现要离开了。
Now the glory of God would depart also.
那就变成一片废墟。变空洞的这样一个建筑物。
And so all that's left is an empty building.
所以这个让我们很大的提醒。
So this is a great reminder and warning.
因为这个神叫耶利米在圣殿前这样的警告。
Because this is a warning that God told Jeremiah to speak before the temple.
希望说在历史危机，在信仰很低落的时候有一个扭转。
To hope that there could be a turning point during this time of such low faith.
但是绝望了。
But it was useless.
那神就把自己的圣殿丢弃。
And so God forsook his own temple.
也就在骗摒弃自己的选民了。
And he forsook his own people.
所以这个让我们回想。
So for us to look back.
假定我们处在公元前六世纪。
If we had lived back then.
那么把一天当作一年来看，或者一个礼拜当一年来看。
And we take a week and we treat it like a year.
什么时候我们开始低落？
When do we start to go down?
我们形式化，没有内在的这真正的敬虔。
When do we continue with actions but not have true reverence within?
四害。
And the four plagues are disasters.
那就是刀剑。
Which are the sword?
再来就是饥荒。
The famine.
瘟疫。
Pestilence.
恶兽。
And the wild beasts.
这是属灵方面来说的哈。
These are spiritually speaking.
战争就表示动荡不安。
Wars represent that we are not stable.
那饥荒就灵粮、灵神、圣灵方面的缺欠、缺少。
Famine and drought represent that we do not have enough food.
再来，在瘟疫就很多很多很属灵的病症在流行。
Pestilence talks about how there are many spiritual diseases that will move and affect us.
恶兽代表这无形的魔鬼、社会的黑暗力量，跟有形无形的这个恶者在破坏。在破坏圣公，破坏爱心，破坏教会。
And the beasts represent the beasts that we can see and those we cannot see, Satan, who are persecuting and harming the church.
那个年代到了。
Now when the time comes,
就变成一片废墟了。
Then everything will be flat.
我们不可以让那个日子来到。
We cannot allow that day to come.
让神保守我们。
May God help us.
那我们就进进出出说这是神的殿。
So we come in and out and say this is the temple of God.
不是信念。
Not just from our
要改正动作行为
but we must change our
你真的尽心尽力再爱主你的神吗
Do you truly love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind?
你真的心守节吗
Do you really have a clean hands and a pure heart?
你真的在形式上看出实意吗
Can you actually see your inside from your actions?
这是我们今天要求的
This is what we need to have today.
所以愿神让我们好好的行事
May God help us to carry out these actions correctly.
228首
Let's sing hymn 228.
Chang 1, 2, and 4, 第三节。
Let's sing him the verses 1, 2, and 4.
your skin of kings. Thanks to call me his beloved, let me rest in peace in wings. Oh, for Jesus, oh, for Jesus, resting up beneath his wings. Oh, for Jesus, oh, for Jesus, resting up beneath his wings.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们欢迎有新来访问或者在座的像刚刚信的朋友，然后刚信的联邦跟朋友们。
Welcome all of our friends and also those who have just believed.
我们祷告是用心灵诚实向神来赞美。
And so when we pray, we use our hearts to praise Him.
赞美他的创造。
To praise His creation.
赞美他后世后世百物给我们。
To praise Him for what He's given us.
赞美他的救赎。
To praise Him for His redemption.
我们代祷，第二个是代祷。
And when we pray.
我们为圣工，为软弱病痛人代祷。
We pray for the holy work and we pray for those who are sick and ill.
很多我们就是我们同情，这是求神来怜悯看顾的，我们替他们代祷。
And we should pray for God to have mercy on those and care for them.
那我们第三个祈求。
And third, we can make requests.
祈求神加添我们的信心。
We should ask God to strengthen our faith.
来补足我们的不足，信心的不足。
And to make up for what is lacking in our faith.
或让我们软弱变为刚强。
So that our weaknesses can be turned to strength.
很多信仰上跟生活家庭里头是我们要祈求。
And there are many things in our lives or our families that we should ask God for help in.
那么根据保罗在哥林多书所说的。
Now according to what Paul said in Corinthians.
不但用悟性来祷告。
We don't only pray with what we can hear.
但是还要在灵里头用灵言跟神交通。
Or what we can understand, but we should also pray to Him and communicate in the Spirit.
造就自己。
In order to edify ourselves.
进入到属灵的深处。
To enter into the spiritual realm.
也是借着跟神的这样的面对，在灵里头的这样的灵气，这样密交。
To be able to have this close connection with Him in the Spirit.
你可以变成灵命的这样的茁壮。
And so that we can communicate with Him in the Spirit. So that we can, it can be our spiritual nourishment and so that we can spiritually grow. And so that it can spiritually overflow.
And
these are all very important. And so when we pray, it's not just with our sounds. Because every time you get up from a prayer, you're a new person. You're different.
新的心智，新的为主，那叫发奋的心。
Now we have a new heart, a new determination.
新的一个品格，新的面貌。
We have a new character, we have a new appearance.
不是老人，旧人。
We're no longer the old person.
你应该有这样的追求。
We should have that kind of pursuit.
那我们也要求，就是说主耶稣让我们听道理的人。
We also need to ask God to help those who heard these teachings.
真的要追求人生的终极关怀是什么 ？Ultimate concern.
What is the ultimate concern of our lives?
人的这个得救问题。
Which is the question of salvation.
此生此世可以过去，但你将来要到哪？
We can go through life and we can die, but what will happen after?
那就是要借着我们的真的追求。
Now through our pursuit.
我们的认识。
Through our understanding.
我们的执着。
And through our seeking,
让神你看到神
we will find God.
让神来就近你
and God will draw near to us.
所以我们祷告的时候，我们会讲灵言，就是那些圣灵那里头的交通。
And so when we pray, we will speak in spirit.
但是呢，你的心是面对着神的。
But your heart is facing God.
你心在宇宙外，或在宇宙内的某一个地方，在神的深处里。
That where somewhere out there, your heart is with God.
灵魂深处。
Because you're,
那这样我们祷告。
And so this is how we pray.
心清手洁。
With clean hands and a pure heart.
那就是神所悦纳的。
And that is what is pleasing to God.
那我等一下唱副歌是160首。
At the end we will sing the refrain to hymn 160.
生命的真光。
Which is.
那我们祷告要真的为下周开始的这个灵布道会来祈求。
And we also need to pray for the spiritual convocation and also.
超越形式
so that we can transcend above just the actions.
我们的立场的这种习惯的行为
and so we can overcome just our habitual actions and ceremonies.
当然这个习惯需要有但是你们超越而且更加的更好
Of course, it's good to have these habits. We need them, but we should transcend them to what is even better.
求神让我们整个 Bowen Park 一个新的面貌。
And so we ask God to give this Bowen Park Church a new appearance.
尤其我很希望看到弟兄姊妹的笑容。
Especially I like to see the smiles on the faces of our
brothers
and sisters. 尤其年
轻人他对人的招呼。
And also how the youths like to see the youths.
会对那新来的客人或者朋友们会说哈利路亚欢迎你。
Like to see the youths be able to greet those who come and our own members by saying hallelujah and say hi to them.
不要眼睛瞪或木然的站着看。
Not to just stare at them blankly.
这是我们本教要努力的地方。
This is something that I think we can work on.
求神带领我们。
May God help us.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.